The 15th of December, seven games. I'm feeling a little bit brutal, ruthless. I don't know. There could be a few tough calls coming. Some players I'm just sick of holding, to be honest. Whether you drop them or not is up to you. So anyway, let's get into it. This is the Sunday post. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere else that you consume your fantasy basketball content. Please go and find us and subscribe to us. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right. It was very hot here today. And work was fine, but I'd rather be home. So I'm just sort of annoyed. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to be honest. I'm always honest, but perhaps a little more cutthroat than I normally am when it comes to player values, projected values. Are we holding them? That sort of thing. Let's get into the first game. Right, New Orleans at Indiana. Pacers get the win. Pelicans continue to struggle mightily. Herb Jones, a good offensive night for him. 19 points. Took 17 shots to get there, but he did get you four steals as well, so that's fine. Murphy was fine. DeJounte looked pretty good. I mean, 8 turnovers, less than ideal. He had 19, 7, and 7 with 2 steals. And he's been okay, but hasn't taken off like maybe some people thought he might have. CJ also modest performance, but good enough. 6 of 18 from the field. Eve Misi had 9 and 14 with a steal and block. We just keep rolling with him. We don't know what his role is going to look like once we get Williamson back, once we get Ingram back, Hawkins, all these guys. So for now, hold him. Let's see what happens. And Brandon Boston, I've talked about him as being someone we probably need to roster until Ingram is back. He had 20 points in this one. 3 of 5 from the line is not great. He also had very little outside of the 20 points, but I think we're holding him for now. And again, we reevaluate on a game-by-game basis. All right. This sounds really funny in my ear. I don't know if this is a setting or something. I don't know. Anyway, let me know if it sounds any different on the show, on the recording, whatever. It sounds echoey in my ear, but that could be because my daughter was playing some weird game on here and played with settings. I don't know. For the Pacers, Siakam was very Siakam. Turner was fine. Halliburton, he's rounding into form. So hopefully you didn't panic and part ways with him. I'm still not convinced he gets into that top 5, top 7 range, but borderline first rounder, top 15, I think is relatively safe. And thank you, Shining Knight. I sound fine. So it must just be some sort of setting in here. Andrew Nembhard had 17 points, 7 assists, so a nice game for him. I'm not overreacting to this performance. If you want to go and pick him up, stream him in, that's fine. Benedict Mathurin has really struggled. And so I talked about him at the start of the season when he was on that really hot run and the fact that I doubted it. I was skeptical, but he kept going. And I sort of talked myself into, hey, maybe Mathurin has figured it out. Well, maybe he hasn't. I'm based on what I was saying at the start of the year, I'm okay with dropping him because we've seen this before. If you want to give him another game or two and see, he will turn it around at some point and have a good streak. So undoubtedly, if you do drop him, there'll be a week, whether it's next week or in a month, where he's going off. He's hitting his shots. He's getting rebounds. So it's a tough call, but I'm okay with moving on from him. Obi Toppin, very good again, 16 and 5 with 3 steals. I don't think this is sustainable. Stream him in, but he only played 21 minutes. So this is certainly playing above his head. And TJ McConnell, 6 and 8 in 20 minutes. Yeah, look, he'd been a little bit better than this. The 8 assists are handy, but they have got Shepherd coming back at some point soon. Neesmith also coming back. So I think McConnell will trend towards being a streamer as opposed to someone we need to be holding. New York at Orlando. The Knicks get the win 100 to 91. They were always sort of in control of this one. I won't say they dominated, but yeah, I never really suspected they would lose. Usual night for most of the Knicks, so we don't really need to talk too much about them. OG, very quiet in this one, 7 and 5 with a steal. So, yeah, last day of the week, last day of the matchup, it's rough, but he'd been better than this, and he will be better than this, so no need to concern ourselves here. McBride, I don't think we need to be holding him. Stream him in on when it's a sort of a friendly schedule, but beyond that, no reason. Precious Achiuwa, likewise. They both would need an injury to someone in that starting lineup, I think, to be must roster players. For Orlando, Tristan Da Silva, 20 points. Don't be fooled. Look at his game log. This is by far his best game. So not interested in Tristan Da Silva. Goga Badadze, 8 and 11 with 3 blocks and a steal. We just keep rolling with him. Wendell Carter, move on. I don't care anymore. He's starting, he's playing minutes, but he's not doing anything with those minutes. So they did go with Mo Wagner a little bit more here, so that would have factored into it, but I don't think Carter's upside is high enough to warrant holding. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, no thank you. Jalen Suggs was really poor, but had been better than this, obviously, so we move on. Mo Wagner had 32 points in his 26 minutes. They just went with the hot hand here. If you want to grab him, just in case this turns into 2 or 3 games of value, go ahead. He is not a must-roster player, nor is Anthony Black or Jonathan Isaac. He did have 2 blocks and a steal in 15 minutes. The defensive stuff is good, but he's just a streamer. And the minutes, as we've seen, they are so cautious with him that any sign of an injury and he just goes to the bench, gets a night off, plays limited minutes. Boston and Washington, Celtics 112, Celtics 112, Washington 98. Wasn't really that close. They were able to limit the starters here. Kristaps Porzingis only played 11 minutes, left the game with a heel issue. He's saying he's okay. There's no incentive at all for them to push him here, so he might miss a game or two, but fingers crossed it isn't a serious injury. We never really need to dissect the Celtics too much. Jaylen Brown was really bad, but this is not what we've seen from him, so he'll be fine. Drew Holiday is probably the guy we want to chat a little bit about. 12 points is okay, but he is really turning into one of those veterans who is far better in real life than in fantasy. He's so low on the offensive pecking order. His defensive energy and impact is not translating into tangible production like it used to. He's very borderline. If you want to hold him, you can, but I'm okay with moving on from him. Peyton Pritchard, 15 and 11 with 6 assists. We keep rolling with him. Sam Hauser had 4 threes in his 28 minutes. Just for deeper leagues, standard leagues, he's just a streamer. If Porzingis misses time, Horford will come back. He was just given the night off here. Then maybe Luke Kornet is someone worth having a look at. He had 7 and 11 with a block in 27 minutes. But do exercise caution because we do know that Cater could come in and play minutes at any point, as could Tillman. For Washington, they're still without all of those guys. So we got 39 minutes of Justin Champagne, 13 and 14 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. He's turned into a really good streamer, so keep rolling with him. Koulibaly is on a hot streak, much like he was to start the season. 19 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds and a steal. Maybe a sell high if you can shift him for like a top 70 player. I would absolutely do that. Alex Saar, 14 points, 2 blocks. Look, the numbers are good. The shooting, we know it's a little bit of an issue. 6 of 18 is not ideal from your center, but that's what you signed up for if you drafted him or added him. Bub Carrington had 11 and 10. I mean, he's a guard playing 40 minutes, which probably warrants a hold in standard leagues, but he's just not doing much with that time. Jordan Poole had 21, 7, and 2 in his 36 minutes, which is A-OK with me. He may have suffered an ankle injury late. Keep an eye on that. If you do have Poole, we know that the Wizards will just rest him or sit him out if there's any sign of an injury. And the bench guys, not interested in. Jonas Valanciunas is just vanishing from the rotation. 9 minutes, we can move on from Valanciunas. Minnesota get the win over San Antonio, 106-92, a relatively comfortable win as well. McDaniels is playing well at the moment, so we roll with him. 12 and 11 with 4 steals. And I think I read that's his first ever double-double. And that was surprising. I thought he would have had one. But anyway, playing well, good streamer. Mike Conley, 9 and 8 with a steal and a block, just enough. So we hold him. As for DiVincenzo, what the hell? Like, last year he was great, and I know he was in a very favorable situation last year, but he just looks bad. And 20 minutes, 7 points, 2 assists. No, absolutely no point holding him. I would much rather Alexander Walker. At least he throws in some good games like he did here, 17 and 3 with 2 steals. DiVincenzo, I don't know. Anyway, move on from him. As I said on the weekend, I picked him up because he had 2 games in 3 nights, and I will comfortably be moving on from him tonight. And that's in a 16-team league, so there you go. Naz Reid, 3 and 8, 1 of 10. He's a hold, but he is certainly not someone I'm glad that I don't have on my roster. Did that make sense? I don't have him on my roster and I'm happy about it. Yeah, that makes sense. For the Spurs, so we did get Steph Castle back. He moved to the bench. Sohan started. Harrison Barnes had 17 points. Yeah, fine. I'm not fooled by that. Jeremy Sohan, though, he looked really good. 17 and 15 in his 30 minutes. I think his role is relatively safe. The low minutes we saw might have just been a back-to-back kind of management thing. Wemby had 20, 12, and 5 with 7 blocks. Chris Paul failed to score, 9 assists, 2 steals. So this is a very good indication of exactly why you drafted Chris Paul, assists and steals. And hopefully the 0 points on 0 of 5 shooting didn't do too much damage to your field goal percentage. And Julian Champagne, 11 and 6 in his 2 steals in 29 minutes. I think he's probably a hold. I'd prefer the other Champagne, Justin, at the moment. Devin Vassell, I don't really want to talk about this performance. 4 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, 0 threes, 2 of 11 from the field. Disgusting, but he'd been much better than this. So swallow it, move on. Charles Bassey, 8 and 7, but 15 minutes, not enough. He needs an injury to Wemby to have any chance of value there. Portland and Phoenix. We get a win for Phoenix here, 116 to 109. We'll start with the Blazers, though. Donovan Klingon started, had 10 and 9 with 2 blocks in his 19 minutes. Rob Williams came off the bench, had 8 and 3 in his 17 minutes. So no Ayton here, so it doesn't really give us clarity as to what their center rotation is going to look like when they're all healthy, if they're all healthy at the same time. I would be rostering Klingon, I would be rostering Williams, and we wait and see what it looks like when Ayton comes back. Long-term, Klingon would be the preferred guy for me there. Simons was fine, sharp, didn't shoot the ball particularly well, had 12, 5, and 5 with a steal. We're still rostering him. Upside is a bit limited, but he's fine. And Tamani Kamara continues to just do enough. 14 and 7 with a steal and a block. Yeah, he's okay to roster. Denny Avdia, he's been very up and down this season, continues. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, but 2 of 4 from the line. He's a little bit Tamani Kamara-y. I'd probably hold. I wouldn't hold Scoot. 2 points, 4 assists. I think later in the season we do get a version of Scoot that we need to roster, but it is not now. For the Suns, still no Bradley Beal. I mean, that could have had something to do with the fact that they were playing Portland here. So we got a little bit more of Royce O'Neal. He had 13, 4, and 2. And Grayson Allen, who had 4 threes in his 24 minutes. Both of them are worth streaming when the Suns have any injuries. Nurkic, 10, 14 with a steal and a block. Tyus Jones continues to score really well. 19 points, only 4 assists, no steals. But, 8 of 9 shooting, not sustainable. He's clearly a rosterable player, and you take this performance, but it's not something that you should be expecting moving forward. And as expected, Plumlee and Dunn both are pretty clear drops in standard leagues. Dallas at Golden State, another impressive performance by Dallas, 143 to 133. So defense had the night off in this game, apparently. PJ played, had 13, 4, and 1 with a steal and block, very PJ line. Derek Lively, 30 minutes. And if we're just sort of compartmentalizing this center rotation here, Lively had 8 and 7 with a steal and a block. So the numbers aren't spectacular, but 30 minutes is very encouraging. Only 17 minutes for Dan Gafford. He had 10 and 9. That's very borderline, I think. The issue is it's tough to find someone who can consistently give you a double-double or flirt with a double-double and a 1.5 blocks off the waivers. So that's why Gafford is potentially a hold. But if you can afford, if you can sort of say, I'm pretty good in rebounds, pretty good in blocks, move on. Don't need him. Luka, a handy line here, 45, 11, and 13 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. Continues to be incredible. As does Kyrie, 21 points, 8 assists. And Klay Thompson, how about this guy? 29 points, 7 threes, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 of 5 from the line. He's been good. I'm just going to bring up his box score. Now, I'm not going to take credit for this, but he's actually been good since I picked him up. So maybe he caught wind of me adding him to my roster and he thought, I've got to step up my performance. So I've had him in my lineup for, I want to say, did I get him for that game? At least three games, if not 4. And in the last 3 games, he's had 29 points, 7 threes, 19 points with 5 threes, 20 points with 3 threes. So keep rolling with him. He'd been pretty bad up to that point, but maybe he's figured it out. Maybe the integration of him into the offense is just starting to click. So, I think he needs to be rostered at the moment, and you just take it game by game. For Golden State, no Dennis Schroeder. He did not make his debut in this one. We had some lineup changes. Old Steve Kerr just shuffling things around, as he tends to do. So we had Kevon Looney starting at center, Buddy Hield starting alongside Steph Curry. Kuminga continues to start. He had 20 points, 6 assists. He's being rostered at the moment. Kevon Looney is not. He had 4 and 3 with 6 assists. This was clearly a matchup kind of thing. Like they had to go and try and line up against Gafford and Lively. So they went with Looney as the center. But we're not rostering him at all. Buddy Hield, I don't think he needs to be held. 9 points. We've got Schroeder coming in the next game or two. So, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a thought process where maybe Buddy gets some better looks. But yeah, again, a little bit Benedict Mathurin that I think we can move on. Draymond Green, though, very good off the bench. 21, 7, and 4. So 21 points for Draymond is about, 3 weeks' worth of scoring. And then the rest of those guys, Waters, Pajemski, Trace Jackson-Davis, Payton, I'm not adding them in standard leagues because we don't know what their minutes look like. And the final game, Memphis at LA. The Lakers got up big. Memphis came back. Lakers hold on. For the Grizzlies, Brandon Clark started but did not start the second half. Ended up playing 13 minutes, 5 and 5. We can move on from him if this is a trend. Zach Edey returned, played 24 minutes and looked good off the bench, 13 and 10. I was curious as to whether they'd keep Clark in the starting lineup because they'd been playing well. Maybe that does happen. But if Edie's already playing 24 minutes after an absence, then, yeah, my hopes for Clark hitting that 20, 22 minutes are pretty low. So if you want to give it one more game and just see, because this was obviously against Anthony Davis, it's not a great matchup for Brandon Clark. But, yeah, one more game, fine, or just move on. Desmond Bane, 3 of 8 from the field. Very passive in this one. He did end with a weird 7-7-7 line. He'd been better than this, so we can give him a pass mark. Jalen Wells, no thank you. Talked about Edie, looked really good. If he was dropped anywhere, go and add him. If you've got him in your IR spot, I would activate him. They actually played him a lot more than I thought they would. And look, as they get these guys back, this is the concern with Santi Aldama. 6 points, 3 rebounds, a steal and a block, 1 of 8 shooting. I would probably hold him for another couple of games because he seems to find a way to value. But as they get more bodies back on the floor, someone's got to take a hit, and he is going to be one of those players, I think. Marcus Smart started the second half in this one as well, but still did absolutely nothing. He is just a streamer if you need assists and steals. And Luke Kennard if you need threes. He had 3 of them here, but they all came in a little short run. For the Lakers, we had LeBron back on the court. And as I posed on my show this morning, having LeBron back might help Anthony Davis. And surprise, surprise, Anthony Davis had 40 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Now, he did leave the game and went to the locker room with a shoulder injury. It was pretty innocuous. He was sort of just chasing a ball. Didn't appear. He said it was a stinger. So I think he probably suffered the injury in the play, earlier in the play, and then just, tweaked it. Hopefully it's nothing. He did try to play through it, went to the locker room, came back and closed the game and looked okay. I think he had 26 points when he went off and he ended up with 40. So he wasn't being passive at all. So I think he'll be fine, but just keep an eye on the injury report. LeBron had 18, 8 and 8. He said after the game that his foot felt pretty good, but this does sound like it's an injury that they're going to have to manage him through. So I would expect missed games coming up. Austin Reeves had 19 and 8. Max Christie said, I like his game. The opportunity is not always there. 29 minutes, though, is very encouraging, considering Dalton Kinect sucked and played 13 minutes. And D'Angelo Russell, I'd move on. 7 points, 2 assists. I'm okay moving on from D'Angelo Russell. He is he's just too frustrating to have. I think you can find value on the waivers or even just pick someone up in that situation. And that will do. Now, have we got, what's Shining Knight popping in here? Yes, Vassell. Yeah. I mean, the team that I have him in, I got flogged this week anyway, so it didn't matter because I had Sexton in that team. He was terrible and only one game of Cam Johnson. He wasn't great anyway. So if there was any game for him to have a good one, I didn't care today because him having a really good game would not have impacted my matchup at all. Minus 20 degrees Celsius. Yeah, it's not that here. It's about 40 degrees Celsius here today, 38 or something. So I think that's like 100 ish, 110, something, I don't know, it's warm. And that'll do. Quick one today. I've got to go and eat and get my daughter to a thing. So I think we've got another 7 games tomorrow. 7, 8. Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 games tomorrow. Possibly LaMelo Ball coming back. Fingers crossed he can. But that will do for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry it was a little bit late today, just work. But I'll be back in the morning, afternoon, night, wherever you are. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.